Hello?
Hi, is this Linda?
Yes, Beth.
Hi, Linda. This is Gail over at Local Splash. I was just talking with John, and he sent, well, he called you, I believe, and he told me to give you a call. So we're setting the company up for first page listing on Google, and I need to gather some information, send billing through. So he said, you are the lady that takes care of all of that.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Tell me about kind of what this is exactly, because he was just telling me a little bit, and it's like, he's like, they're going to call you. It's like, okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. So he and I, so we have a listing that opened this morning for first page of Google under renovations, repair, handyman services. So what we'll do is we actually will close off that area once we found our perfect qualified company, which led us to you. JR Renovations makes a great fit for this listing. So we'll actually close off the Blacklick area and for a 50-mile radius around you. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be partnered with or working with any of your competitors. So, in other words, JR Renovations is the only company we're putting on first page. And then,
what is first page? What
so, yeah, absolutely. So, when you do a search on Google, you know how a map comes up and it'll list the businesses that fit. Let's say you search for kitchen remodel, and a list of businesses would come up on the map.
Yep.
So that's where we're going to place JR Renovations, is right in that map, so that you come up exactly when people are looking for your services. Rather than, John was sharing with me that the Angie's leads, most of them, well, a lot of them, I guess, are bogus or the job is already done. He mentioned one that came through for a motorcycle rewiring.
It said electric. They wanted a rewire electric. Like,
oh my gosh.
It looked like rewire a home electric. And the guy even put in his alert thing or whatever the hell they call them to rewire a motorcycle. And
oh, good
they
grief.
Put it on us, but they put it on you, and you can't, like, I mean, we've disputed them. When we first started with them, we disputed a bunch of things like that, and they were like,
right.
Okay, and they took all this shit off. Now you can't get them to take off anything. It's like,
wow.
You know, this one says, one of them was custom cabinets. The guy wanted a piece of wood put on the side of his refrigerator.
Oh, good gravy.
That is not building, and they charged us like $80 for that.
Wow.
So like,
oh, my goodness.
It's a flat $360 a month. And then was he saying we were going to get rid of Angie's list?
Yeah, so the leads, clicks, calls are completely unlimited. We don't charge for them, and we don't send them to your competitors. So what happens, we get you on that first page in the map, and then right when people are looking for you, they simply click and call you. They call you directly. We don't screen or filter those calls. We don't charge for them or sell them. So if you do get a motorcycle rewire, at least you're not being charged for it. But then, other thing, you also get people right in the moment. I know if I were a consumer and I searched and I went through Angie's, I'd have to fill out a silly web form. Well, by the time I get to you, I'm a cold lead by that time, right? I mean, I've been through
a lot of times. Well, and then they'll send them. The other thing that really pisses me off about Angie's is that you can pause your lead. They always turn them back on at 2 a.m. So that they can give you leads before you get up.
Those
before
rascals. Are you using the phone app to pause your leads?
Yes, sometimes, and sometimes the computer. But
okay.
Probably the 48 hours and on the computer, you can pause them for a couple of weeks, I think.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so, yes. And I also did manage to get the okay to build a website for y'all. So that'll be all about JR Renovations, your logo. We'll build the content. We'll make sure also that that site is Google compliant and optimized. And there's no charge for it. We don't do websites for just everybody, but I was able to get one for you guys because you've been in business for so long. And then I also got it discounted quite a bit for you too. So, I got
it. Is that a permanent rate or is that a temporary?
Yes, ma'am. Nope. So our normal retail for that area is $5.99 a month, but because you've been in business as long as you have, I was able to apply a legacy business discount, which got it down to $3.49. And that is a locked in price. It's not like a promotional offer that's going to go away. You're locked in with those discounts lifetime.
Thank you.
So it'll never be more. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Because sometimes people will do that. It's like, okay, you know, we'll give it to you. Like, you know who's really, really bad about that? Are the cable
I know. Yeah, those rascals.
They screw you over, and then they raise it, and they raise it, and they raise it.
I hear you.
So
I know.
Is
been...
that for local?
So we're actually based in Costa Mesa, California, actually just down the road from Google. We've been Google partners for, I think it's 14 or 15 years coming up now. I actually work remotely from home. I live in Colorado. So, yeah.
I just wonder, because it came up as a 614 number, but I still answered it. Normally, I don't answer calls that I don't know. That's why they called me and said, hey, make sure you answer the phone.
You bet. Yeah. Well, and the phone number, we use a VoIP system. So it picks a number and it dials. So we never know what it's going to come up with. Well, all right, Linda.
That's so weird. It's just weird. Okay.
Let's go ahead and get you set up. So, I'll get contact information, email address, make sure spelling of everything is right, how you want to appear on that first page. I'll get you set up with an onboarding call, and that's a call with your tech, to go over quality control, make sure I took everything accurately. We don't want any errors. They'll go over getting into your reporting dashboard where you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed. What else will they do in that call? Go over keywords and services with you, find out what you want or don't want on your webpage, all those things. So, now contact information. I assume, Linda, you're going to be our main point of contact, not Don.
Well, it depends on what it's for. What would that
gotcha.
Be for? Like,
or probably your onboarding call, more back end business type stuff.
Yes, that would be me.
Okay, I thought so. And then now the other thing you need to make
stuff is me, and then the other stuff is him. You know, you want to know about like the logos and all that. Now he's been looking at different things also.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there was some company he did something with where he bought a logo or some crap, and I'm like,
"Oh,
why
nice."
Did he do that? Like, I didn't do that. It's like, we didn't even like what it was. Is there? Do you guys like help you do all that? Because we don't have like a website and stuff.
Yeah, actually, well, we will definitely build a website for you. I did get that thrown in, no charge for that. We'll also host it. But if you still need a logo, that's something that we do too. Not for everybody, but with your longevity in business, we'd be happy to do a logo for you if you need it.
He's had like some different things on that, but it's like, then he keeps changing it. Yeah, it's like, you just need to do it, have it done or whatever.
Pick one and be done. I hear you. Well, perfect. Now, one thing I do need to make sure on my transactional info here that it matches, is your name going to appear on the billing for the credit card that you'll be using today?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
both of our names are on. It doesn't have JR Renovations on it, though. But, yeah.
That's okay.
My card. So my card will have my name on it. Yes.
Okay. So I'll get that from you in just a minute. Now, email address. He gave me Don Rocher. Rocher.
Rocher.
Rocher.
Yeah, it's Rocher. Yeah.
Roush. I should remember that. I had a second grade teacher. Her last name was Roush. Rousher. Got it. Okay. He gave me johnrousher123@gmail. I need to be able to get an email to you. So where would you like me to send that, hon?
To L. Marie.
L. Marie.
The letter L like in Linda. Yeah, and then Marie, M-A-R-I-E. 1821. We'll use that one. 1821. @gmail.com.
And then I want to make sure that I caught your last name. Is it L, or sorry, M-A-D-L-A-B, like boy, Y?
No. It's M-A-L-A-B-Y.
B, like boy. Malaby.
Yeah, yeah. It's M-A-L-A-B-Y. Yeah.
All right. And then let me change phone numbers here. Perfect.
I don't know. I'm thinking we ought to do the 614 number. He's got a 614 number because he's actually from the Cleveland area. But
gotcha.
On the website, I'm thinking we should have the local number.
He
haven't figured out exactly how to use that number. He gave you the 440 number?
He gave me 614-500-5236. For the business line.
That is it. That is correct. That is his
beautiful
number.
All right. Awesome. So let me just update that. And then I'm going to send you a couple of emails, Linda. I sent these to John too, but then you'll have them. So the first one is informational. It's that dashboard and analytics that I mentioned. So you'll be able to log in anytime, see what you're getting, where it's coming from. You'll be able to upload photos for us if you like. And then the second one is, and I sent this to John too, but I want you to have it, the exact price and package so that you have that in writing. And that one's on its way. And then I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. I can get over to the right screen. There we go. So I want you to have my contact information in your phone. I'm the lead on your account, so if you have any questions, any problems, anything, like I tell everybody, I'm the dog you want on that bone if you have a problem. So there's my info, and then next is customer service. That'll reach your tech whenever you need to reach them. All right, let me do a little bit of filming.
Direct request calls to businesses.
Did you find it all?
Yeah, well, I've got the first email. I was kind of looking through it.
Perfect. Yeah, that dashboard is. And you'll also, too, if you care to, you don't have to. If you'd like to make changes to your website, you'll be able to do that. But if you're not handy with that or prefer not to, if you don't have time, we can do those updates, too.
Like what kind of updates? What do you mean?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Like what kind of update? What do you...
So one of the things that we'll do on your website is we'll feature before and after photos. So as you get new photos, we can upload those, change them out, keep your website fresh.
If somebody can tell me how to do that, I could probably do that. Probably better
Absolutely.
Than he can.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's good at some things on the phones and the computers. But
right.
Not so much on the other things.
No worries.
Computer savvy than he is.
I think probably, yes. We all have our specialties, the things that we are really good at. All right, Linda, let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So we block out an hour for this call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I like to do it at your earliest convenience. It's really, that call is what kicks off our work. when we get to work. So we could do. Do you have time? Do you have time today?
I would maybe, but hold on, just one second.
Sure.
Just change the address form. That's all I want. They just don't have them out here. Okay. All right. Thanks. I'm at the post office and I need to get change your address form for something. And
no
I'm like,
worries.
They don't say
you know
them
what?
Out anymore. They used to have like a whole thing. Now it's
right.
Like,
right.
They would put coupons in them for all kinds of stuff, things like that. They're not doing that anymore.
Wow.
But
you know,
anyway.
There are a lot of things I'm starting to miss from the good old days. You know, back in the 1900s, I know so much is...
When we were young, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, life should be done in reverse. You start out... anyway.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we knew things that... what we know when we're older, when we were younger.
Yes. Exactly. And have
so different.
and have time to do all of those things. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm gonna retire next year, and I'm like counting down the days. I just wanna.
Good for you. I just actually recently retired from construction, and then I came here because this company helped my construction company out. So.
That's one question that I have for you also.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think it's going to be a problem, but I'm just curious. I want to move to, like, another state. Like, I'm thinking I want to go to Texas. So we're going to think about where we're going to end up. But
right.
If we do something like that, can we just, like, change the address? I don't know that he's going to want to stop working when I'm going to stop working.
Sure.
So, can he just, I mean, we could just go on to the website, change the address, and see if we could start getting calls or whatever from wherever we end up.
Almost. You'd want to let us know ahead of time so that we can do all the repositioning. But there's no charge to do that. So yes, we can move everything along with you. No problem.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And then now, Linda, I assume that address is a home address, right? Where did it go?
McFall's
Way. Yeah, is that okay. So I'm gonna tell them to leave that off. When they build your Google business profile, typically if you've got a shop somewhere in town, we would list that address and they would actually publish the address. But we don't like to publish home addresses because, you know, the rest of the world does not need to know where you live, right?
Right, yeah. I actually have rental property, and after I had I kind of go berserk on me. I got a P.O. box. I'm not using my real address for it because you never know.
Exactly.
People are just, you know.
Our daughter had a creep after her online a couple of years ago. It was scary. I mean, he made us think that he knew where she lived. And, I mean, he was stalking her. So, yeah, it's...
Whoa.
Yeah. Thank God we got past all of that.
Yeah.
All right. And then let me just check. Oh, we need to set up that onboarding call. Would you have time today, Linda?
No. Question. I work now. I can be on the phone while I'm at work, but I might have to be interrupted a couple of times to take a call.
Sure.
I don't get a ton of calls, but I get calls every now and then that I have to take.
Okay.
Is it okay if I do that during the call? Because I can do that pretty much whenever.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
It should be. So that'll be good because we block out an hour. So if you end up having to take a call in between, it's okay. We can do that. So we could do, let me see. I'm looking at times here, what we've got coming up. So we could do 1 o'clock, 2, 4, or 5.
Let's do 1.
1 o'clock today. You've got it.
And will it come from a number like this?
It will, yes. It'll either show up as this or it'll show up as an 877 number, a toll-free number.
Okay.
But
I just want to make sure, because like I said, I don't really answer calls anymore that I don't know.
You
I get
bet.
Many calls from people saying, I want to buy your property. Like, okay, but I'm not ever planning on selling my property. collecting the rent and being able to travel up that gym when I retire.
Of course. Let's see. So I'm making this calendar appointment, and then I will send that over to you.
Okay.
And give me just a minute to get this bad boy built for us.
Okay.
All right, there we go. All right, so that is on its way to you, and that'll be in an email. And the subject line says Local Splash CIE. And if you could let me know when you get that, and then hit the yes button in there for me. And then while we wait for
that. It says Google and Facebook marketing is what I got.
Okay. So there should be one more on the way that starts with Local Splash CIE.
Okay. Now this says quota pricing is $349 a month, month to month, no contract. That was the other question I had. I forgot to ask you. One client set up fee of $99 for the platinum package.
Yes, ma'am.
A Google and Bing. I hate Bing, though. Bing's a pain. Like, I search things, but it's the same kind of with any search thing, it seems like, no matter what they are. I search something, and I'm like, okay, I want to know. This morning, my daughter was telling me she's got a rash on her arm and her eyes are all swollen.
Oh.
So I was Googling what could cause that besides an allergy. And at first I did eye puffiness, and then it was giving you like eye cream for women with older women that have puffy eyes. You know?
What?
And then I'm like, no, with a rash. And then it gave me some other shit. I'm like, going, oh my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what this is and not everything else.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I did hear that if you search and you put a plus in between the words, that it's only supposed to bring up what you're searching for and not search all the words individually.
Oh, sure. I am not sure how you get around that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, but don't worry. You won't have to deal with Bing. We'll deal with Bing for you, and then.
Oh yeah.
Then you don't have
to. I mean, if people use Bing, that's fine. I don't care how they find them.
Right.
As
long as they find you.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Did that email make it through that Local Splash CIE?
Yes, it looks like.
Awesome.
Okay.
And if you can hit the...
I just hit, yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Did it work?
Sure that, I'm going to check that right now.
Okay.
Nope, not,
it
not
says,
yet.
Wait a minute. Now I just hit it again, and then a thing popped up that said responding yes. So
okay,
maybe
perfect.
It'll take a second.
There it is.
Respond.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it, Linda. Thank you. All right. And then let me grab my billing page. Where did it go? There it is. Okay. All right. And then name on the card then is Linda Malaby, right? No company name.
Yep.
And then is it your cell phone number, the 6544, that's attached to the billing on that account?
Yes.
And 235 Mac Falls Way, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004.
Let me try to think. Where do we get it? Because it's actually, it's a debit card to our bank now. And I get the statements emailed. I think so. I'm pretty sure we did use the home address for this one.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Okay.
And then is that Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?